The Tongass Advisory Committee is supposed to talk about how best to move away from logging old-growth forest, replacing it with second growth. They've talked about buffer zones, suitable areas for harvest, unsuitable areas, etc. But among their recommendations is an overhaul of how the U.S. Forest Service does timber. That overhaul includes engaging outside groups, such as the timber industry and environmentalists, working with neighboring landowners to maximize the economic value of a timber sale, helping sawmills switch out their infrastructure to accommodate smaller trees, and making the timber sale process more transparent and more efficient. Committee members think that's all going to be a hard sell. Here's Carol Rushmore, Economic Development Director for the City of Wrangell, a local government representative on the committee.
They're so entrenched in their ways, and there's so many rules that they have to follow. It's like, can what we're asking actually be done? And therein lies my frustration and my doubts.
Brian McNitt works with the Sitka-based Alaska Conservation Foundation and represents environmental concerns. He, too, wasn't sure how the Forest Service might be able to adapt to the recommendations.
I think the culture at the Forest Service and within the timber industry in Southeast and in the communities, I think to some degree, has been set over a long period of time. And that unless there is a very clear intent to change or to, you know, a real clarity on what we are okay with on old growth, I don't think that we're going to see a change.
And then there's the timber industry. Wade Zammit for many years was president of Sea Alaska Timber Corporation. He also says figuring out how best to implement the recommendation could be a sticking point.
It's all bad. So how can you make young growth better without making it all better? And so it's all going to be fixed.
Robert Bonney is Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He was in town for the meeting, but before heading over for the afternoon session, he joined Alaska Regional Forester Beth Pendleton and new Tongass Forest Supervisor Earl Stewart at a news conference. I asked for their response to the committee's doubts. And Bonney says he understands the skepticism, but the agency has gotten the message loud and clear. He says officials want to work with the committee to improve the system.
The committee's talked about things like effectiveness monitoring to make sure that the things that we're doing on the ground actually work and that we have a credible monitoring program to measure those things. And not just monitoring the forest management impacts, but the social and economic side as well. I think we take that very seriously.
Pendleton added that she and other officials sat down last week with some committee members, and they did discuss forming a monitoring council to keep the Forest Service on track. Pendleton says she recognizes that the Forest Service is going to have to make some changes, and they're already working toward that to some degree. For example, she says they're working with the state of Alaska and private landholders to discuss restoration projects and collaboration on timber.
And I give as an example Kosciuszko Island, which now will have a significant amount of the lands that are have gone to Sea Alaska. Forest Service still retains lands there as well as state lands. And so we are in a landowners group now looking at that landscape and working with the community of Edna Bay in a more collaborative fashion to look at the opportunities for future second growth, young growth harvests.
The big goal everyone says they support is maintaining what's left of the Southeast Alaska logging industry during the transition. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.